49. Roch. Odile sat in the white armchair, with the white robot on its back in her lap, poking a white Mondrian pencil into its mechanism of plastic gears and black rubber bands.
They break these things.
Who made it? Hollis asked, from her own chair, legs folded beneath her bathrobe. They were drinking room-service coffee, 9 in the morning, after what for Hollis had been a surprisingly undisturbed night.
"Sylvia Roch,"
Odile said, levering with her pencil. Something clicked.
"Boom,"
said Odile.
"Roch, how do you spell that?"
Hollis's own white pencil poised.
"R-O-I-G,"
managed Odile, who struggled with the letter's English pronunciation.
"Are you sure?"
"Catalan,"
said Odile, bending to put the robot right side up on the carpet.
"Is difficult."
Hollis wrote it down, R-O-I-G.
"The poppies, are they characteristic of her work?"
"She only does the poppies,"
said Odile, eyes huge beneath her smooth, serious brow.
"She fills the entire Mercat des Flores with the poppies, the old flower market."
"Yes," said Hollis, putting down her pencil and pouring herself fresh coffee. "When you left your message, you mentioned that you wanted to talk about Bobby Chambo."
"Ferguson,"
said Odile, making it 3 distinct syllables.
"Ferguson?"
"His name is Robert Ferguson. He is Canadian. Chambeau. It is his art name."
Hollis took that in over a sip of coffee.
"I didn't know that.
Do you think Alberto knows that?" Odile shrugged, in that complexly French way that seemed to require a slightly different skeletal structure.
"I doubt it. I know because my boyfriend worked in a gallery in Vancouver. Do you know it?"
"The gallery?"
"Vancouver. It is beautiful."
"Yes,"
Hollis agreed, though actually the most she'd seen of the place had been their rooms at the Four Seasons and the inside of their rather too small venue, a repurposed second-story deco taxi dance hall on a weirdly traffic-free midtown artery full of theaters. Jimmy had been having a rough time. She'd stayed with him constantly. Not a good time.
"My boyfriend, he knew Bobby as a DJ."
"He's Canadian?"
"My boyfriend is French."
"I mean Bobby. Of course he is Canadian. Ferguson."
"He knew him well? Your boyfriend, I mean."
"He buy E from him,"
said Odile. "Was that before he went to Oregon to work on GPSW projects?"
"I don't know. Yes, I think. 3 years. In Paris, my boyfriend sees Bobby's photo, an opening in New York. Dale Cusack, his memories of Natalie. Do you know it?"
"No," said Hollis.
"Bobby does the geohacking for Cusack. My boyfriend tells me this is Robert Ferguson."
"Can you be sure, though?"
"Yes. Some other artists here, they know he is Canadian. It is not so much of a secret, perhaps."
"But Alberto doesn't know?"
"Not everyone does. Everyone needs Bobby to work in this new medium. He is the best for this, but a recluse. Those who know him before, they become very careful. They don't say what Bobby does not want."
"Odile, do you know anything about Bobby's having moved recently?"
"Yes," said Odile gravely. "His email bounce. Servers aren't there. Artists cannot contact him for works in progress. They are concerned."
"Alberto told me. Do you know where he might have gone?"
"He is Chambeau."
She picked up her coffee.
"He may be anywhere. Hollis, will you come to Silver Lake with me to visit Beth Barker?"
Hollis considered it. Odile was an underutilized asset. Definitely, if her boyfriend, X, actually knew Bobby Chambo Ferguson.
"She's the one with the virtually annotated apartment?"
"Yeah, per a spatial tagging,"
corrected Odile. God help me, thought Hollis. Her cell rang. Yes?
Pamela, Mainwaring. Hubertus asked me to tell you that it looks as though they're going to Vancouver.
Hollis looked across at Odile.
Does he know that Bobby is Canadian? Actually, said Pamela Mainwaring. Yes.
I've only just learned.
Had you discussed his background with Hubertus?
Hollis thought about it.
No. There you are, then. He suggests you go. To Vancouver. When? If you left immediately, you might make Air Canada's 1 o'clock. When's the latest? 8 tonight? Book for 2, then, she said. Henry and Richard. I'll call you back. Done, said Pamela, and was gone. Alice, said Odile, what is that? Can you come to Vancouver for a few days, Odile? Tonight, entirely on Node's ticket. Your flights, hotel, any expenses?
Odile's eyebrows went up.
Really? Yes. You know, Alice, Node pays to bring me here. Pays for the standard.
There you go, then.
How about it? Certainly, said Odile. But why? I want you to help me find Bobby. I will try, but...
Odile demonstrated her French shrugging anatomy.
Excellent, said Hollis.